Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, BJ Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Edgar Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bush. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Diaz applying the tag. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Braggs. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Vaughn moves to second. two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to third. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock juggles the ball. That's an error on Brock. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Gladden scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Knudsen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden, who is chasing the ball. Diaz reaches third base with a triple. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Brock juggles the ball. That's an error on Brock. Gaetti moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into right field. Braggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braggs. Harper moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Newman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Braggs steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Surhoff moves to second. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Krim now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. Larkin moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.